Guys get win number four, explode out to a 20-3 first quarter, then kind of second and third quarters were kind of a coast, and then you guys kind of put it on, got a little bit more energetic, I guess, in the fourth quarter, I guess you would say. How would you summarize tonight's ball game with Colby?
I mean, you know, we kind of bookended the game, you know, with the first and the fourth quarter as far as, you know, coming out strong and then finishing strong. But at the same time, you know, we didn't do a great job in the second and third quarter, more so the third quarter. You know, they pressed us a little bit, and we didn't have trouble with the press. We just, once we broke it, we wanted to shoot it really fast. And, you know, that's fine if those are layups, but at times they weren't. We did miss a couple of layups, which we shouldn't have, so that made the third quarter look a little bit different. But overall, you know, very pleased with the effort just because, you know, it is heading into Christmas break, and, you know, you come up here and you never know. You know, school gets out tomorrow, so, you know, you kind of worry about high school kids and how much they can focus. But, you know, I thought they did set the tone early in the first quarter, and, you know, the defense really started leading to our offense early on, and, you know, pretty impressed with their effort.
You knew the big key coming in here tonight for you guys was pressure on the guards at Colby. They're very young, and you guys definitely exposed that really from the onset of the game tonight.
Yeah. You know, our guards have the capability of really getting after people and kind of turning up the pressure on them. But one of the things we talked about was doing it without fouling. We were able to do that early. Kind of early, you know, but Jess and Justin got a couple of fouls right there. Luckily for us, not a lot of people, you know, else chipped in with the foul trouble. So they had a couple, and, you know, so we were probably up there on six or whatever in the first half. Which is fine for us, but at the same time, we got to do a better job of keeping our body off the other players, you know, especially when the scores, you know, if it's 18 to 3 or whatever it was at that 22-3 at that time, you know you're going to kind of get some of those. So we got to do a better job of understanding, you know, what the game situation is so that we don't put ourselves in situations where we're sitting on the bench.
You're right there, and, you know, probably your big concern coming in was handling Brooks Curry. I think you guys did a good job of that. It really took him off his positions on the court there. He only finished, I think, with 2 points here, but he had a hard time shooting. And I think Coach Wilderman, he was upset at his varsity and or starting five, sat him the rest of the game. But that tells you maybe what you guys did on defense to frustrate their starting five to get them out of the game early.
Yeah, with Brooks, you know, he's very aggressive, you know, going to that left hand, you know, even when he catches with his back to the basket. Very aggressive turning over that right shoulder. And Kyle did a great job for the most part of the game. When he was able to catch, you know, Kyle did a great job of kind of sitting on that right shoulder right there to where when he did, I mean, he turned the corner and he was going to shoot it. We just had to make sure we had a hand up right there. And Kyle did a pretty good job all night of just making him shoot tough shots. You know, he's going to put some shots up there and some of them are going to go in. But, you know, you got to give yourself the best chance, and Kyle did that tonight.
Well, you guys get the victory over Colby here tonight. You had Bo Hess, who ended up with 19 points. And he kind of liked that third quarter. He was quiet. I think he only took one shot attempt in that third quarter and then was 3 for 3 there, kind of in succession in that fourth quarter from the field. And then Jordan Horn continues to be a steady shot for you guys with 14 points and his fifth straight game coming into the season here with double figures.
Yeah, you know, with Bo and Jordan, they can both score in so many different ways for us. You know, Jordan's very athletic and handles the ball extremely well. So, you know, his ability to get to the basket and score. And then, you know, he elevates well when he gets the ball down in the post when we do have him down there at times. And with Bo, you know, Bo's going to give you, you know, hopefully, you know, continue to give us that throughout the rest of the year. Kind of showed the ability that he can shoot the outside shot. So it's good to see him do it, or at least show it, you know. But, you know, everybody else is kind of coming along, you know, showing signs of a little bit more offensive presence. You know, Kyle made some great post moves tonight and got to the line, you know, kind of struggled at the line a little bit early on. But, you know, when we get the ball down there and if he's able to make those moves and put the pressure on the defense, you know, that you kind of build up those fouls and then everybody gets to shoot free throws.
Well, you guys get the win, 4-1, and more importantly, get a road win. And league play, it's sometimes never easy. You have 2 weeks off, and then you go to Southwestern Heights. It's right now in this juncture of the season after the Christmas break. That's a big four games for the Orange and Black with Southwestern Heights, Ulysses, Holcomb, and Hugoton, and starts at Southwestern Heights in 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, we definitely got to go down there and take care of business. That's going to be a bit of a challenge just because of the scheduling for it. You know, we won't be back at school yet, so the routines will still be a little bit goofy. But – you know, nonetheless, if we're going to go down there and they're going to keep score, we got to go down there and compete and try to win the game. That'll be a very big game for us to start off, and that's all we're really looking at. But, yeah, you know, getting into league play now, you know, aside from Southwestern Heights, they're going to start coming league games. And, you know, tonight was a big game just because other than being a league game, it's a, you know, possible sub-state opponent. So,
yeah.
You know, to kind of get in here and see what they have and come out with a win is, you know, leaving for a Christmas break on the right note.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us. Post-game Beavers completing the sweep here tonight with the big 56-24 win. Coach, appreciate the time. Have a good Christmas break. We'll talk to you next year.
All right. You too.